Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So I was invited to teach at a local university, and Sean Green runs a master's class. So I got a chance to go in there and teach two different master's classes. And the funny thing, he asked me, he says, Brian, you have a master's degree? Because you can come in and teach these yourself. And I said, no, I don't have a master's degree. Because in the world of online marketing and social media, this stuff changes so fast, by the time I'm done with the degree, it's going to be obsolete. Anyways, the two classes were working with a travel company. They're creating a plan to try to communicate with the travel company to get them more clients. So my speech was basically on how to capture the audience for that particular company or any company. So it starts out with this. Number one, the first thing you have to do is create a niche, all right? You got to figure out what the niche is that you want to get into. That means understanding your perfect customer. So in the case of this travel company, they are doing primarily people who are retired or executives. So what I told them is find the niche. Where are these people? What are they doing? The next thing you've got to do is figure out where they're hanging out. I suggested that 60-year-old men probably are hanging out on LinkedIn, and you could probably find them reading things like the Wall Street Journal. And then maybe 50 to 60-year-old women might be hanging out on Facebook, and you could maybe find them watching the Home and Garden Channel or reading something like HGTV Magazine. So what you have to do is figure out the two different groups. Number one, they have to like to travel, if that's what you're looking for, right? Number two, they probably are going to have a decent amount of income. And number three, they're going to want to have to travel together. So you have to make sure that you're trying to identify people who are going to travel as a couple. So that's number two. The next thing you have to do is you have to create great content. So what I talked about was not only creating things like blogs, but maybe let's say you create some very specific to location kind of information. So let's say somebody wanted to go to Paris, France. You would create specific information about the culture, the best places to visit, how to make it through the Louvre, how to visit the Eiffel Tower or whatever. And let's say somebody else wanted to go to South America, let's say Brazil, you would do the same thing there. And say somebody wanted to go to Dubai. Okay, again, you're going to create information around that. So what you're doing is giving people very specific information about the locations and destinations that they want to go to. So first you identify who they are, you figure out where they're hanging out, and then you create great content around that. And then what do? Obviously, you post that information where they're hanging out. Now, in the case of a magazine, you'd want to maybe drive them back to your website, which means that you have to take this content and segment it on the website and then drive people back specifically to the pages that you want them to get to. So next, you have to control that engagement. And what do I mean by control the engagement? Well, first and foremost, you want to create maybe some groups specific to those travel places. So in Facebook, in LinkedIn, you could create a group called Travel to Dubai or Travel to Paris or what have you. You could do the same thing inside of Facebook. Then what you have to do is try to draw people into those groups. Identify people that like to travel and invite them to come to the group for interesting banter, maybe some experiences from people that have already been there, which brings up another point. You want to try to get some testimonials of satisfied clients that have been to those specific places. So you're trying to create a community around this where people can actually help each other know, like, and trust the fact that this company is trying to build an experience for these people. So that's essentially what it boils down to, is controlling the engagement means drawing them in. Another way of doing it is if you get them to your website, maybe you ask them to sign up for an email list. On this email list, it's very specific to the location that they want to go to. So that what you can do is then drip market an autoresponder campaign to them about the same specific information. You've already got the content created, so why not drip to them little bits and pieces of the content? Now, what is the content? It could be blogs. It could be videos. It could be videos you put up on YouTube and then ultimately get back onto your website. It could be podcasts. One of my favorite things to tell people is if you create a video, let's say you do a testimonial video, you can take that testimonial video and turn it into a podcast. Then you could take that audio and have it transcribed at something like rev.com, and now you've got a blog post. So all you have to do is wrap a little content at the beginning and end, and now you have the perfect podcast and blog and video. So you've got all of that stuff, all of this content. And if it's all the same, what you could do is send out an email or an autoresponder that says, hey, you can watch the video here, you can listen to the podcast here, and you can read the blog post here. So you've taken that same content, put it into three different platforms, because sometimes people like to consume their data differently. Some people will watch YouTube. Some people will just want to read. So now you give them the opportunity to consume the information in the way that they want to consume it. And then ultimately, you have to distribute this information. So that's one of the places where I talk about email marketing and social media. So if you get people on these email lists, obviously you can do that drip campaign. If you get people into social media, then what you're going to want to do is put the content out there and get them to engage with it. Now, hopefully, this content is going to draw them back to your website. So you kind of create this closed loop system where they're liking the content on social media. They see the value in it. They then jump on your email list. So now that you can constantly repeat to them, hey, for more information, check out these articles and don't forget to comment in our Facebook group. So you're really creating an ecosystem around the content that you're creating. The kids loved it. And the whole reason they loved it is because it was systematized. They understood, number one, you first have to identify the niche. Who are the people that you're trying to communicate to? And they understood that once they started to see and narrow down specifically who it is that they needed to target, now they had a better idea of how to communicate with them. Then you have to figure out where they're hanging out. And one of the things that we talked about is, you know, a postcard might work just as well as a post on a website. You just never know. But if it's very targeted to a specific location that people want to go to, if you can find out that information, you're really going to grab their attention as opposed to, hey, you want to travel? It's too ambiguous. It's too overarching, and people may not make the choice. The next thing that you have to do is go to the places where they're hanging out and get the content in front of them. And make sure they're consuming it and interacting with it. And then finally, you control the engagement by trying to create that closed loop system that helps them to better recognize you as the industry expert. Give them something that no other company is giving them. That's ultimately what you're trying to do, is stand out from the competition, become top of mind, and be the right choice for them when they're ready to make that choice. And if they aren't ready to make that choice, you want to stay in front of them so that you constantly remind them that you're there. So when they're ready to go on that travel, when they're ready to go take that chance, that they already know, like, and trust your business. And that's ultimately what I taught them too, is the whole concept of know, like, and trust. Getting to know somebody is that first impression. Getting to like somebody is building that over and over and over again by providing over and above great content. And the like portion happens when they finally trust you enough that they're willing to whip out their wallets, when they're ready to make the decision that they want to take a trip, and they know, like, and trust you enough that they're willing to trust you with their travel experience. So as I said, the kids loved it, the teacher loved it, and they got a lot out of it. It really helped them focus on the end game, what they were trying to accomplish, and more importantly, how to build a system around communicating to their targeted audiences. Hopefully, they create a great plan with this. And this is why I like teaching, because you can actually see results.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.